Today on Off Mic, less than 2 weeks ago, no one knew George Floyd's name. Today, the world knows it, and America deals with another incident of a black man killed at the hands of police. Civil unrest in large cities and small towns has put the pandemic on the back burner. Raw emotions were on display at demonstrations this week here in Northwest Indiana. We talked to the winner of Tuesday's Democratic primary for Indiana's first congressional district race. And will there be any baseball this year? All this on Off Mic. Welcome to Off Mic on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Michael Puente, Northwest Indiana Bureau reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Yesterday, a memorial service was held in Minneapolis for George Floyd. This is a man that most Americans had never heard of. Why would they? He wasn't famous, just a 46-year-old man living in Minneapolis. But yesterday, a memorial service brought out hundreds, if not thousands, to witness it. More memorial services for him are planned for North Carolina and in Houston. The actions of four white police officers have forced Americans to once again deal with its ugly history of racism and violence toward black Americans. A video showing white Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes is too much to watch. Floyd died, and the result has been more than a week's worth of protesting and civil unrest in many areas of the country, including Chicago. But most of the protests here in Northwest Indiana have been peaceful, including one in St. John yesterday, where 150 to 200 people attended. Police were on hand to keep the peace. Some people also arrived, and they were armed, they say, to support the Second Amendment and to keep the peace. Let's take a listen.
Can I talk to you guys for a second? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what?
Julie.
Julie, you live here in St. John?
No, I live in Crete.
In Crete, So what made you decide to come out here today?
Well, because I want everyone to vote Donald Trump out of office. He's hurting our country. He needs to go.
Have you participated in other protests this week?
No, this is the first one.
What message do you hope comes out of this?
Well, I hope people realize that we need a change in government before it's too late. And he's an authoritarian. You know, he's a dictator. And I'm surprised he's lasted this long in America. And he just really needs to go.
And Crete, Illinois is not too far from here.
No, it's not. It's right over the border.
And you're about maybe, what, 10 minutes away?
Yeah.
About
10 minutes away, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
So we're in St. John, Indiana. We're about an hour south of the city of Chicago, the Chicago metropolitan area. Peaceful protest. We do have some folks on the other side carrying guns. I'm going to go over there a little bit later. Hello.
Are you dead?
Ladies like to talk to me?
No peace! No justice! No peace!
Alright now?
No peace! No justice! No peace! No peace! No peace! No peace!
Any of you folks actually live in St. John? From Sherrillville? So the Tri-Town area.
Huh?
Tri-Town area.
Yes.
Do you go to Lake Central?
I go to Purdue University.
Purdue?
Yeah.
All right. What do you hope comes off this this protest?
I just want our voices to be heard and to help change minds that otherwise couldn't care less. But seeing all these people gather here today just really gives me hope in a country that I love, and I hope that loves me back.
What's your name?
My name is Maxwell Hill.
Thank you, Maxwell.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything? What's your name?
My name is Bethany Matasowski.
Where do you live, Bethany?
I live here in St. John for the last 26 years.
What kind of town is St. John?
Well, I feel like change is starting to come here. It's more equal for everyone, hopefully. New leaders have been elected. We're praying that everybody has equality and that every life matters here.
Thank you so much. Hello, hello, hello. Who wants to talk? You want to talk?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Cameron.
Where do you live at, Cameron, here?
Yes.
St. John?
Yeah.
And what do you think about this protest today?
I like it, and I would just want to say that Black Lives Matter and that everybody has rights.
Your father?
Yep.
What's your name?
Matt Berry.
You live here in St. John?
I do, St. John resident.
How long you lived here?
7 years, 8 years.
What do you think about this turnout today?
Well, it's good. You know, this is something that we as a community need to come forth and do. And, you know, there's opposing views on all sides, is obviously shown by the folks that are contrary to us today, but that's okay. We're here to show that we support. You know, being a white person, I'm just doing what I can to learn more and to stand with, you know, African American and Black people.
What message do you think that sends out there?
To the people that oppose us? Well, look, you know, they have a voice. They can support their Second Amendment. We have a voice. We can support the First Amendment and stand up to racial injustice.
What do you think about the presence of those guns, though?
It's their right. You know, it's nothing that we're here to shame them for doing what they have a constitutional right to do, and it's law in Indiana. They can have them on display. You know, that's fine for them to do it. That's not what we condone. It's not why we're here today, and it's not what we're going to go ahead and support today. We're supporting the racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hello, everybody. Well, let's go over there. Talk to people. Let's talk to this gentleman over here. Here covering the protest today. What's your name?
Stan.
Stan. What are you doing out here today?
Supporting the Second Amendment, exercising my Second Amendment right.
Is there an issue with the Second Amendment today?
No, just showing that, you know, I support it and showing the other people of St. John and Northwest Indiana that there's people out here that support the Second Amendment and, you know, don't want politicians messing with it, so.
What is the message you're sending to the demonstrators over there holding a gun like that?
We basically want peace. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I want peace. And everyone to be the same. I don't want people to start going crazy and make it something it shouldn't be. I'm all for what they, you know, are standing for and that they're out here doing this peacefully. And that's just what I'm here for.
But is there any indication that anything crazy is going to happen? The police are standing right by.
I mean, the police was also in other cities. And you've seen, as other news media has reported, that, you know, things have gotten a little out of hand by a few bad apples. And, you know, even though the police are here, just like in other cities, you know, it got out of hand, and as just in case of precaution, you know.
You don't think it might send a message that you're not welcome here?
I mean, that's everyone's opinion. I mean, I feel they're welcome here. Like I said, as long as they're doing it peacefully, and I stand behind exactly what they're doing and why they're protesting. So I feel everyone should be welcome, as long as you're not doing nothing wrong.
But does this send a welcoming message holding a gun? It looks intimidating.
I mean, that's everyone's opinion. To me, it's not intimidating because I grew up around guns, you know, been messing around with guns my whole life. And
well, what if that side had guns over there?
Fine, as long as everything stays peaceful. And that's why we're here.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you. Oh, gentlemen, sir, I'm Mike Puente with WBEZ Radio out of Chicago covering the protest. What's your name?
I'd rather not be on anything, if that's okay with you.
All right, well, why are you out here so loaded with weaponry like that?
Like I said, sir, I'd rather not be on anything. I'm just here to support something I believe in, just like everybody else. I think everybody's got a right to be here and support what they want. That's all I'd like to say.
But what kind of message does that send to people, you holding that kind of firepower?
Like I said, sir, that's all I'd like to say, if that's okay with you.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, sir, you got to let me talk to you real quick. Mike Puente with WBEZ out of Chicago. You're out here with weapons, the peaceful demonstration there.
Yes.
Why the weapons?
Why the weapon? Just show we have the right to do it. And yeah. If there's not going to be anything destroyed here today.
What happens if something gets destroyed? You're going to take it upon your hands to do something?
I would take direction from the police department.
Yeah, but the police department's right there.
And we're here to support them. Back them up if they need it.
Did they ask you to do that?
I'm not sure about that, but I would think maybe.
What message does that send to the protesters there?
It tells them, don't destroy the city, just stay peaceful like us. We're peaceful.
But is there any indication they're going to destroy the city? You got St. John residents there.
It's happened in New York, Chicago, St. Louis. So, you know, why can't it happen here? We're going to prevent it if it does.
What are you going to do? Who's asking you to do anything?
I'm doing it on my own. I'm an American, free American patriot. I believe this is the greatest country on earth.
Yeah, I get that, but they're protesting. There doesn't seem to be any kind of indication of any violence.
Well, maybe this will stop some violence.
What's your name?
Jesse James.
Jesse James?
Yes.
You're in St. John?
I live in Cedar Lake.
Cedar Lake. All right. Thank you. Other folks. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike Puente with WBEZ. Just talking to some of the protesters, counter-protesters. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan, I'm asking folks out here with the weapons, why the weapons?
No reason. Why not? You know, the same reason why they're out. There's no harm. We support them just as well as they probably support us.
But they feel like you're anti them.
No. All lives matter. They can protest, that's why we're here. Everybody has the freedom to do what we have.
But could this, with the weaponry, send a message that maybe they're not welcome here?
Why is that? I carry my weapon everywhere. There's no difference. This is all protective.
It looks intimidating.
That's what you guys take it? I don't. I find it as a sense of security.
What if that side was loaded up like this side?
Open arms. We're still with open arms. They can come over here, we can come over there. You know, I figured to stay here because everybody's here. I didn't want to intrude, but I don't have a sign. I support them 100%. I believe that the police should have never done what they did.
Hey, but you don't think it sends a message that you're just not welcome here with the weaponry?
No. How should I feel that they're welcomed here? I mean, there's people here on this side who are not even armed.
Yeah. What's your name again? Ryan.
Ryan.
You
want to say your last name? Yes. No need.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
That was all made up story.
A bunch of bullshit. Excuse me, sir. Mike Puente with W. Excuse me. I'm asking folks out here with weapons, why the weaponry?
It's our Second Amendment right. We all have seen the protests that went south, correct? We're out here to protect the citizens and the businesses of violent protesters.
What would you do if something happened? Honestly, you don't have a right to shoot somebody.
Well, who said I'm shooting anyone?
Well, what would you do if things went south?
Well, can you explain what south means to you?
Well, you said it.
Wait, well, if they decide to get violent and start harming people, we have every right to fire upon them to protect our human rights.
You have
rights.
That right.
Yes, we do. State of Indiana says that we have that right. We are not out here for that reason. We are out here to protect the people, to make sure that they are peaceful. Let's be one thing clear.
The police,
we are not against their protests. We are against violent rioters. So let that be clear.
But is there any indication that they're violent rioters?
Absolutely not. And we are not taunting them. They are not taunting us. If something should happen and they decide to get violent, throwing bricks at our police officers, we will defend ourselves.
Are you scaring yourself?
Scaring?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm the most relaxed person in the world. I'm not scared.
You look relaxed with all that weapon.
What am I scared of?
Well, you're like,
I'm scared of idiotic interviews. That's what I'm kind of like afraid of.
Well, how is
like,
this idiotic? I'm
because
asking
you're accusing me of wanting to shoot somebody. Well, hey, you know what? Get out of my face.
Let me ask you this. Okay, well, listen.
Quote me on that. Okay. Don't twist my words.
Right, I'm not trying to twist.
Out here to try to shoot nobody. Do you hear me?
Does it send a message that you're not welcome?
A message? It's the U.S. constitutional right. I have the right to defend myself.
What if they were armed on that
side? I'm not afraid of nobody, sir. Nobody.
I'm not asking you that, but I'm asking, what message does it send?
The message that we have a constitution and we live by our amendments, just like they're doing.
But do you feel like you're opposed to their view? They're talking about police
brutality. Do I feel like it? I've already explained to them that we're not against their protest. I am for their protest. It is their First Amendment right to protest, not against them.
So you don't feel like having the weaponry out here sends any kind of message that maybe they're
it
not
It does send a great message. Just like all the other riders in Chicago and Hammond that happened, the message is you come out here, you play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. That's what the message is. We are not against them, so don't twist that.
I am not
racist by any means. I have an organization that helps all colors. So we are not out here to show intimidation by any means. We actually had a spokesman come over here. I talked to them very politely. They were respectful. We were respectful back. They offered us donuts. We gladly accepted. We told them that we are not against you people. We are for you. So we expect the same in return. This is our Second Amendment right. By no means is this intimidation.
What's your name? Where do you live here in St. John?
I am a St. John resident, yes.
What's your name?
Johnny Martin.
If things got twisted between you and me, I apologize. Didn't mean to
The media is not always correct, and we both know that.
So well, we know that.
They like to twist stuff and make things like, we're out here, violence.
Right, now, exactly. I did make
you
it
see
a...
this? Come over here and look at this side. Right. She's for us. And look at this. Peace, equality, unity. This is what we want. This is what we want here. This is why they're over here with us. We want the peace. We want equality.
But, okay,
and we want unity.
Okay, well, does the weapon show a sign of maybe you're not welcome here in intimidation? I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
I got my First Amendment right, too.
I gave you that answer.
First Amendment, freedom of the press, right?
Well, he's going to tell you the same thing.
Well, let me. You don't know what he's going to say.
Why are you shaking?
You're scaring me, that's why.
I'm scared. Now I intimidated him.
You shouldn't be scared.
Wow, dude.
Well,
you're funny.
Look, my arm is a little tired and I'm quoting it.
I scared him by telling him our views. Wow.
What do you expect?
Look, look, my arm is a little tired. My arm is a little tired. That's why I've been holding it up.
I feel like I'm not that intimidating looking. And my daughter's.
What? You're not holding a weapon. You're not holding a weapon either. So let me just get his.
Well, she feels very protected around all these weapons.
That's my understanding right here. Because I do believe they have the right to be out here.
I feel like I walk right over there and be just as protected.
Yeah.
I really do.
There's no danger here. There's no danger here. There's no danger over there. We don't hate them. They don't hate us.
Hey.
They're standing for what they believe. We're standing for what we believe. That's all. There's nothing else to it, folks. You're wasting your time. There's not a show here.
You don't feel like this is a message.
Holding an olive branch out, and I would appreciate if you would see that instead of trying to instigate
What's the olive branch?
It says we're behind them. Stay peaceful. We're here with you. We want peace. We want equality. We don't want to see what happened to George Floyd happen to someone else. We don't want the ugliness that's happened this week. We want it to stop. We want people to band together because unity is the only thing that's going to save all of us at this point. We're trying to cover up the ugliness with peace right now. They're not doing anything wrong. No one here has done or said a word.
Nobody says anything.
Has done or said a negative word to anyone. And that's all we're trying to do is represent that right now. Is that it's possible for everyone to get along and still make their point known. And that's what's happening here today.
What's your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, you live here in St. John?
I don't. I live in Munster, actually.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Gina, and I do live here in St. John. And I believe that twisting the words of any person is wrong. So to come over here on this side and say that I feel protected because I'm standing over here because I believe in my right to bear arms does not mean that I feel protected, because I will walk right over here with you. I feel just as protected over here as I feel over here.
All right.
Tell me that I don't. That's not mine.
Okay. I didn't get your name, sir. What's your name?
That's because I didn't give it to you.
Can I have it for my story?
My name's Bill. I'm a St. John resident.
All right, Bill. Thank you. The reason my arms are shaking was tired. I'm holding it up. That's all.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting you know. You got no reason to be afraid of us.
I'm not afraid.
We're not here hurting
I you know, I know St. John. So
I'm the token minority.
Well, what's your name?
Go Mexico.
No, thank you.
Yes, go Mexicans.
All right. Thank you so much.
When we come back, the two sides try to come together.
Protests against police violence and racism have continued this week in cities across Indiana, and some groups say they plan to keep it going. I'm Matt Pelser. Next time on All In, we'll look at the week's news with our Indiana Public Broadcasting digital producer. Plus, IU Medical School researchers have identified antiviral properties in an already existing medical device fabric that could drastically improve PPE in the fight against COVID-19. Join us. Join us every day at noon here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Off Mic on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Michael Puente, reporter with WBEZ. You've been hearing pretty much raw audio from my trip to St. John yesterday to attend a rally of those seeking justice for George Floyd and to hold police accountable. We also hear from a number of people who attended who were armed with guns. They say we're there to support the Second Amendment and also to keep the peace, even though the police were already there. In this segment, those who were armed crossed the street to speak with the protesters.
She walked over, I gave her a hug.
We are all for you.
That's what it should be.
We are all for you. We are not against you. We're not mad that you're here.
Well, then you're outside supporting both. You have nothing over there.
But we
put some signs up saying you support this as well.
My daughter's made this sign today, and I believe that this...
This is enough. Let's join it together then. I appreciate that. You act like you're different. No, I appreciate that. You're isolated. That is my one. Can we do that? I tell you our views, that we are for what you're doing.
I am too, but I didn't bring my gun with me.
Well, it's not
and
for you.
That.
Are you peaceful?
Yes,
sir. And these guns are not for you then.
What are they for?
They're for the people that separate themselves from you guys that decide to riot and start harming and throwing bricks around. That's
so did you think
for.
We came out here for that purpose?
Not at all.
Okay, then.
Do you guys have the right to do what you're doing?
Yes, you do.
We do, too.
Indiana,
but we are not.
Do what we're doing.
Right. But what I'm telling you is I don't have my gun on my hip today.
But we're not.
And I'm here for peace just like you are.
That's
but
very
I don't
awesome.
Have my gun on my
hip.
So we are out here supporting you guys, too. Just want that to be clear, please.
Okay. That's great.
Yes, I mean that, man.
I truly mean that
from the bottom of my heart.
Okay,
man. It's all about respect for each other.
True.
And we are against all that other stuff, okay?
Okay, I greatly appreciate it.
I just don't like this guy here is twisting stuff.
No one's twisting
we're
anything.
We're trying to intimidate.
No
we are not.
No one's twisting anything. I'm
have you not seen protests go south, right?
I think, yeah.
And it's not protesters. It's the rioters.
No doubt about it.
We're just here to make sure that the rioters don't get silly.
And that's not.
Then you need to leave. And
you know what?
Wait a minute. Hey, what's going on?
You have a right to be here.
But this cause is not about rioting at all.
You know what? I'm here to report. You don't tell me to leave.
Misunderstand it. That's what this cause is.
Absolutely.
This cause is not about.
I'm not twisting anybody's words. I'm asking questions.
I just wanted everybody to know that we were not out here to intimidate.
Okay,
in any means.
No,
not at all, man. Not at all.
Appreciate that.
Get out of my way.
Johnny. I have the right to stand.
Nice to meet you.
Go get a cop. He's pushing.
Get out of my way. I'm trying to do my story.
Hey, guys.
Can I ask a question?
What's your name, sir? With Mike Quinty, WBZ. What's your name?
Mike.
What's your last name?
Spears.
Are you from this area?
Yeah, I live out here.
So what do you make of today's protest?
I'm sorry?
What do you make of today's protest?
I think it's great. I'm actually really pleased that this many people showed up to support the cause, and it's definitely a great cause, right?
You had a little discussion there about folks bringing guns over here. What message do you think that sends to the protesters that the
what
other
message?
Side has guns?
So as long as, I mean, it looks intimidating, right? Right out the gate, you don't believe it is for this cause, right? Because there's no signs over there saying it's for this cause. But he wanted to clear that air, right, to come over here and just, I guess, acknowledge the point that they are not against what we're out here rallying for and what we're believing in. And to say
no
that
justice,
they believe
no
in this
peace,
as well.
No justice,
but
no
they
peace,
they just aren't supporting
justice,
it in the same
no
way.
Peace.
And
no justice,
the only
no
thing I think is a problem
justice,
with they're using
no
this cause
no justice,
for that cause,
no justice,
right, to bring light to
no
that
justice,
cause. And
there's no
two separate
peace,
issues
no
right
justice,
now, right?
No
this cause versus the right to bear arms is a totally different cause. And they're using this light for their shine, and that's not good.
Do you believe him? Do you
believe? I don't agree with.
Do you believe him when he says he agrees with your position?
Yeah, I believe him. I don't think he came over here to lie to my face. I don't believe that. He shook my hand and everything. He's a man for doing that. So I can appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll say something.
What's your name?
Curtis Gills.
Where are you from, Curtis?
I'm from all over, really, but I live in Schererville.
What do you hope comes out of this protest today?
What I hope come out the protest? Equality. That's all we really asking for. It ain't really too much to ask for. People who got a different belief than this, you shouldn't be out here if you feel like it's against this. It's not a matter of it's white versus black. It's a matter of what's good versus what's wrong. This is not no joke, bro. Like, it's not y'all thinking that people out here just rioting just because people are tired. Throwing bricks through windows because they feel like now I got your attention. I'm standing here, I don't have your attention, but when I throw this brick through this car, now I have your attention. You feel me? People ain't out here just rioting just because they want to be black or they want to be ignorant or nothing like that. It's not that. The argument is whether or not is wrong and is right. And if you think that this is right, if you think that where we at is right, you're in the right place. If you're standing on the left side of the street, you're in the wrong place. So these people that's coming out here with these guns and trying to make it seem like what we doing out here ain't right and what we doing out here ain't peacefully is absolutely wrong, because I'm sure we could have showed up just as ignorant as they did. Why did they decide? That's what I'm saying. Why did they decide that they had to come out here when we come out here with our signs? Why they come out with guns while we have signs? We come out here peacefully. We said we was going to come out here peacefully. Yet you come out here chastising us with weapons and firearms. For what? This ain't no, we trying to get at y'all. This ain't no black people hate the white man type. It's none of that. It's really just strictly what's good versus what's wrong, man. And when you realize that, then you realize this is the right side you want to be on. And that's it.
I know how to use it.
Are you a high schooler?
Yeah, I just graduated.
Lake Central?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So it looks like you're pro Indiana.
I'm pro everything. I'm pro America, pro Indiana, pro rights.
Wait a minute, I got this on me. There you go. What's your name?
My name's Robert Catcher. I grew up in St. John, and like I was saying to a younger girl who was interviewing me, this was two rallies, and what happened to George Floyd is wrong, and injustice is we need to tackle that. This cop, I got cop family that's not happy with what's happened. Everybody's being hurt now. So we understand where the issue is with what they're standing for. But I stand for everybody's rights, equality, unity, and earlier we merged both of them. It was a Second Amendment freedom rally and a justice for Floyd, and now we're all, because you know what, that is the solution, is unity, equality, all of us coming together and hearing each other's voices. I mean, I have nothing against any of these people. I support them in their cause, but not all cops are bad, you know, not, I could go on, but I mean, that's really it, just peace, love, unity, that's the solution.
You live in the area?
Not anymore, but I grew up here. And as soon as I heard what was going on, I'm going to definitely come out and support my local community. Because even the police that are here, these are citizens of St. John as well. So this is their town too. And I'm not sure if any of these people are out-of-towners or not. They're Americans. They have the freedom of speech. They can come here. But I wanted to come here in support of my town, in support of them, and all this. And now look at how beautiful this is, that we're all being merged together as a freedom rally for, you know, everybody has rights and they need to be respected. George Floyd should have justice.
Thank you so much.
A black man on the news, killed by police? I don't think of it as just another man, I think of it as my brothers. When I see that, I think of my brother right here, and it breaks my heart. If I woke up and they took my brothers away, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do. I'd go crazy. So this is the last year. So no justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No
peace.
No
peace.
Matter.
And we'll be back with more Off Mic.
Protests against police violence and racism have continued this week in cities across Indiana, and some groups say they plan to keep it going. I'm Matt Pelser. Next time on All In, we'll look at the week's news with our Indiana Public Broadcasting digital producer. Plus, IU Medical School researchers have identified antiviral properties in an already existing medical device fabric that could drastically improve PPE in the fight against COVID-19. Join us. Join us every day at noon here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Off Mic on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Michael Puente. Earlier this week on Sunday, local protests for the George Floyd killing erupted outside the South Lake Mall in Hobart. A few days later, another protest in Hammond on Calumet Avenue near the Interstate 8094 overpass as protesters supposedly were going to try to block traffic on the busy expressway. Officers with the Indiana State Police and Hammond Police were there to keep that from happening, but things got a little dicey with pepper spray used to disperse the crowd. Let's take a listen.
I did see the, was it pepper spray or tear gas? What was used?
It was the pepper spray. Pepper spray and the pepper pellets.
How long have you guys been out here today?
It's been about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And, five, yeah. It was the plan to get on the highway?
I don't know. There was no organization.
No. There was a Facebook post that was saying they we were supposed to take over the highway, but we ended up just peacefully protesting right there next to the exit and entry.
You think the police are, how are they acting in your opinion?
I just feel it's a little bit unnecessary to have all of this. But what happened was one of the guys was literally just yanking weeds on the side of the on the side of the highway, and they felt threatened by a guy yanking weeds on the side of the highway to tear gas everybody. He was yanking weeds.
Did you not see the size of the damn fucking thing? Did you not see that? And then that same who wants to hide inside the crowd and instigate all throwing bottles, that's why everybody got shot. If that little prick thought he was fucking badass, he could have sat there in the fucking front instead of endangering everybody else. There was fucking kids in the crowd, but the little fucker wanted to throw and run back in the crowd.
You're putting blame on him.
He is the main antagonizer of it.
But you're saying that he was the most dangerous person in that situation. Like, they couldn't have de-escalated that at all. He was yelling?
How would you want to de-escalate that when he's the one sitting there escalating it?
So you shoot everybody with pepper spray. That's how you handle the situation.
He hid in the crowd. Do you know how a mob mentality works? Do you know how a mob mentality works? You need one guy in there to sit there and get everybody.
Not the well?
No, though. I got it right here. They barely clipped me, but still. They hit me for driving home on a bike. For no reason.
All right, ladies.
Hi.
You'd like to give your name?
No, we won't give our name.
Where are you from?
I'm from Calumet City.
Yeah, South Hammond. South Holland, yes.
South Holland.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with them. Yeah, South Holland.
So tell me a little bit about your experience being out here.
So it was completely peaceful. It was absolutely completely peaceful. People had signs. We were getting an outpouring pretty much of support from the cars passing by, horns honking and everything. Yet they tried to enter the freeway, the expressway. But the police said no, and so they asked to cross the bridge, and then they all got in formation. They were standing there, literally standing there on the sidewalk, and then the police tear gassed them, fired rubber bullets at them. They kept pushing them further back, and then when they finally assembled where we were originally assembled, they told them it was an unlawful protest. It was unlawful, what did they say?
Unlawful assembly.
Unlawful assembly.
They kept pushing them back all the way there, but I don't know where they want us to move to. I mean,
we are entitled to peacefully protest.
Yes, we are out here peacefully protesting. We're not instigating anything.
There's no rioting, no looting.
Yes, we are just here.
I'm not gonna lie, there were two incidents where they did. Well, at least one of the guys who was gassed. He threw two water bottles. However, not only did they miss the police completely.
But that's it. That
was the only incidence of any sort of violence.
It's been sort of peaceful.
Yes.
And then all we have are these papers, these posters, and we have water, which they also took. They took our water.
After they tear gassed people, they took the waters.
But that's all we have. And then if you look over there, they have guns.
Something's going on over there. Chasing somebody.
See, oh my God. There you go. There you guys go. They're chasing someone down right now as we speak.
Not for what?
That's violation. I don't know what he did.
And then here they come. Here they come.
They come again.
They have
rubber
guns.
Bullets and guns.
And all we have are these little
and
papers.
All we have are signs.
All right.
There's children here. If you look around,
what do you think about the businesses closing up?
Their business is closing up, yes. But there was a woman with a walker that they tear gassed.
But the businesses, I mean, they should not be looting into store, like family-owned businesses.
No.
That should not. We do not support that at all.
No.
We support just
peacefully
standing here.
We know
having
what's
our
going
voices
on.
Heard.
Yes.
That's
we
it.
Need our community support. We need to support our community, our fellow brothers and sisters.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's really
as simple as it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What time did it start?
Approximately about 4 p.m. this afternoon, Central Time.
Have you made any arrests?
I believe one person was arrested so far.
How has been the crowd activity, the behavior?
In general, people were actually quite peaceful about it. They went about it all the right ways. They have their freedom of speech to demonstrate, and most of them were quite orderly.
And is the blockage here to prevent people to actually get on the interstate?
It is, but we're opening it up right now, at this very moment.
What's your name, officer?
Kevin Murphy, State Police, Master Trooper.
Master Trooper.
Yes, sir.
But so far, only perhaps one arrest, pretty much peaceful.
Very peaceful.
I did notice there was one incident of pepper spray being used.
Yes,
what caused that?
It was just to disperse the crowd to get them back so they wouldn't be on the interstate.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
It. And we'll be back with Off Mic with an interview with someone who could be the next congressman for Northwest Indiana.
Protests against police violence and racism have continued this week in cities across Indiana, and some groups say they plan to keep it going. I'm Matt Pelser. Next time on All In, we'll look at the week's news with our Indiana Public Broadcasting digital producer. Plus, IU Medical School researchers have identified antiviral properties in an already existing medical device fabric that could drastically improve PPE in the fight against COVID-19. Join us. Join us every day at noon here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Off Mic on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Michael Puente, reporter with WBEZ in Chicago. After being delayed more than a month due to the pandemic, the primary for Democrats and Republicans finally happened. The big race in Northwest Indiana was the Democratic primary for 1st Congressional District, the winner likely taking over in January for the retiring Congressman Peter J. Vesklosky. That's unless a huge upset by the Republicans in the fall. Barring that, the next congressman will likely be North Township trustee Frank Marvan, who beat back 13 other challengers, including Indiana State Representative Mata Candelaria Reardon, attorney Jim Harper, a strong third-place showing by newcomer Melissa Borum, and ultimately an upset over Hammond Mayor Tom McDermott Jr., who outraised everyone else in the field. I spoke to trustee Marvan at his victory party at the Gary Chicago International Airport on Tuesday night. Trustee Marvan, how do you feel tonight?
I feel great. It was an opportunity for us to have a very sound message where if you take care of people, if you put yourself out there and you're able to create opportunities for people, then you're able to make a difference. They'll remember that. And our whole campaign was about unity. Our whole campaign was about getting people back to work and getting through this pandemic, staying on message. And so I feel that collectively, by the endorsement of Congressman Vesklosky, the endorsement of the steelworkers, the acceptance and endorsement of the Gary officials and the precinct organization, and a collective of all the communities out throughout Northwest Indiana who believed in us, we're going to bring people together and we're going to make a difference.
What do you think made a difference between, there was 14 other candidates in this Democratic primary. How did you make your message different from the others?
It was very clear. What we did is we focused on making sure that people understood for the last 15 years, we've helped people who are in financial crises. We've helped lift them up. We've helped them give access to health care. We've allowed them to have access to insurance, to mental health. and we've advocated for our veterans, and we've given a voice to the voiceless. And so our times, our historical times, have defined what people were looking for. They're looking for someone who can bring people together and create unity and be able to advocate for them and bring our country together so that we have peace, harmony, and we're working in the right direction.
I mean, there's a lot of division now in the country in terms of are you going to try to work in a bipartisan fashion? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I believe it is. I believe our country calls for a bipartisan fashion. Regardless of whatever may be going on, I know for a fact when you bring people together and you're able to have a strong narrative and you advocate for a cause and you talk about that, then you can get people from both sides of the aisle to understand. And I believe our country is ready for unification instead of division. We have a national pandemic. We have a 16.4% unemployment rate. And we have social injustice and we have unrest in our communities. We've got to be able to find answers, and we've got to be able to do it very quickly. And there's no more time for politics. It's about finding solutions for our nation.
Well, if you were in Congress right now with the turmoil that's happening around the country, what would be one of your solutions to help fix this?
Sure. First and foremost, I'd be present in my community. I'd find out and be able to hear the voices of those people who are crying out that they want to be able to be heard. And when you do that, then you're able to find solutions. And you've got to also understand that 90% of the policemen who are out there are doing, 99% of the policemen who are out there, they're doing great work for our communities. We've got to be able to figure out how we solve those problems, bring our community together, and have people understand that our nation is more important than division.
Is this your wife right there?
It is. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. How do you feel about all this?
I feel wonderful. I think this is a super exciting time right now. We've worked extremely, extremely hard to get to this point, but Frank has literally put in 15 plus years of serving the community and improving the quality of life for everyone, our vulnerable population, our senior population, our children, protecting children in the schools. There are so many things that he has done that have trained him for this moment today. So we're excited, and my daughter stepped away, but we're super excited. This is the day we've been waiting for. So we're super excited, but we are the Democratic nominee. Now we have to move forward.
We have to always remember that. So we are the nominee. And so we have to work hard in November. And I'm also the North Township trustee. And we are in a pandemic. And we have high rate of unemployment. And I've got to do my job and make sure that we continue to help people, continue to assist them, and bring people together. And we're going to do that to the very end.
Can you, can you say what Mayor McDermott said to you in his phone call to you?
He congratulated me. He said that he believes that that he didn't have a path to victory. He wished me luck, and he wanted to be able to work in the future together.
He's the mayor of Northwest Indiana's largest city by population. Will you be able to work with him?
Of course. We have no choice. Like I said, if there can't be division amongst parties, there can't be division locally either. So it's my job to be able to bring people together when it comes to that. I'm going to be making phone calls all day tomorrow. I have a job to do. I'm the Democratic nominee. I have to run in November. I need the support of those individuals to be victorious, and I hope to be able to earn that.
And that was North Township Trustee Frank Marvan, the winner of the Democratic primary for the 1st Congressional District. He'll take on GOP primary winner Mark Leyva in the fall. And we'll be back with more Off Mic.
This is 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, listener-supported public radio in Northwest Indiana. WLPR FM, Lowell.
From celebrity interviews to upcoming local entertainment events, Midwest Beat has you covered. Music, art, comedy, magic, Tom Lounges has covered it all. Join Tom Lounges on Midwest Beat as he continues to get you the latest stories on all your favorite artists and your favorite you haven't heard yet. Listen to Midwest Beat every Friday at 1 and again at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Off Mic on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Michael Puente, Northwest Indiana reporter for WBEZ Chicago. We're in June, and by now, the White Sox probably would have been in first place. Okay, that's wishful thinking. We don't know because the pandemic has delayed the start of the Major League Baseball season, and we're still not sure if the season will start. And joining us to talk about the latest effort to get a little baseball back is WBEZ sports reporter Cheryl Ray Stout. Welcome back to Off Mic, Cheryl.
Thanks, Mike. How you doing?
I'm okay. So what are you hearing about Major League Baseball perhaps starting sometime this month?
They are having trouble trying to get the finances taken care of and also the number of games. The players in their last proposal won 114 games. They wanted to have their contracts prorated. The owners are saying, no, maybe we're going to do 50 games and do it at a different rate. So they're not even close right now. So now, with that said, they could have a meeting of mind in the next few days and next week. But if they don't get something done soon, they're pushing things further and further, and they're also reducing their schedule. So, you know, it's over money right now, and we haven't even heard what they would do as far as health-wise.
Right, and probably least of their concern, but just from a fan perspective, I think we really need baseball as a something to just, you know, get our minds off of everything else. I mean, they should have a duty to come back and play for us. Get it. We need entertainment.
Well, you know what? Kind of interesting things have happened the last couple of days. The Alabama football team, they're together right now in Alabama, the football team down there, and they have five players that have now tested positive.
Oh.
So those concerns are still there. We talked to a couple of the Bears players the other day, Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan, and Allen Robinson, and they're concerned about the whole issue of their health. So the players are concerned about that, and rightfully so. But I do understand, you know, it's kind of a yin and a yang, and I do understand fans wanting to have something to look forward to and something to enjoy. But that health issue is still looming big over the players.
That's right. It would be a shame if the entire season was lost, but maybe this is just going to be one of those blips in the year where we just don't get any baseball. But there's been some movement, though, regarding the NBA, but maybe not good news for the Bulls.
Right. The NBA, the owners they voted on a proposal. The players are going to vote on it today. They're going to vote yes. That's not even a question. But they will play with 22 teams of the 30 teams, which does leave out the Bulls, but does include the Indiana Pacers. There will be a training camp. And then the teams will travel to Florida July 7th, and they'll be having eight games that they'll be playing at the Wide World of Sports down at Disney World. And then they'll start the league, we'll start those games at July 31st. And they don't want the finals to end anytime past October 12th. So that will be the end of this season. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Of course, the Bulls are not in it. There's, you know, several teams are not in it, and they had a 22-43 record, you know, and they were eight games out of the last spot. They don't deserve to do it. But here's interesting news for them. They will be making a decision on Jim Boylan probably sooner than later. Tomorrow we're going to hear from the new vice president, so we'll find out a little bit more about Jim Boylan.
Wow. And any news on the NHL front?
They're getting closer. They do have their deal. They do still have the players to vote on it. They hope to be opening up. Some of the teams have already, you know, going to have the players work out. The Blackhawks will be in it. They were one of the last teams, they're the 24th team, no less. They will be playing Edmonton in their first series. So they will be playing a best of five game series. And then if they could get beyond that, then it goes to a seven game series. So they will not be doing regular season games. They'll be jumping right into playoffs if and when they get started, which will likely, we understand, that they will be playing these games the last part of July, early part of August.
Now, before we get into this controversy regarding Drew Brees, let's just talk a little bit about the NFL overall. Are they still planning to try to do any kind of training camps and maybe start the season on time?
Well, what we've been hearing, and we did talk to players and Matt Nagy this week, what we've been hearing is that the NFL is telling the teams they can no longer do how they do the training camps at colleges. Well, the Bears have already decided they're not going to play at Bourbon anymore. They're going to play in their own home field up at Lake Forest. They are talking about maybe getting a training camp in at the end of July, but they are really being reticent about that. They're not, nothing is firm. They're trying to get all these, you know, obstacles out of their way as far as the medical aspect of it. But they are gearing towards, and I'm saying gearing, and I'm using that very, you know, lightly, towards having some sort of some camp in July. So I'm kind of curious if maybe they could be wiping out the preseason. That's the question mark right now. And again, the players are very concerned about their health.
Cheryl, with all these sports teams, are there any talk about, you know, they, you know, delaying the seasons or canceling the seasons, what this may do to their bottom line and even restarting again next year? I guess it would, you're hearing a lot about a lot of retail companies deciding they may not reopen even AMC movie theaters. Could there be some sports franchises that may not reopen again, not play again?
Yeah, you know, there's got to be a concern. The small market teams are very concerned about that. And that's why some of the small market teams were fighting the NBA, saying the ones that were not going to get in it, hey, we need to have games because we otherwise we could be in trouble with our franchise. I cry BS on that, because all these teams are making billions of dollars and they have these revenue shares and stuff like that. It's probably going to hurt some of these small market teams. May have to move. That's what they do. They'll just move them to another location. They won't contract. What they have done, as far as the baseball is done, they've really hurt their minor league system. They've closed that down, and they're going to have the draft next week, and there's only 5 rounds of the draft. Minor league players, some of the teams, the White Sox are one of them, they're paying their players to the end of the month, but some of these teams are not paying their players. So there is a lot of concern with that. And the other reason why teams want to get going is because you're right, it does hurt the players financially, especially the salary cap issues will now be coming to play. It also hurts the teams as far as selling their tickets, getting some ad revenue. Their local broadcasters are losing money. So there's a lot of money loss right now on the lower level, not just on top as far as the teams and the players.
Now, quickly, we do know the latest controversy regarding everything with George Floyd and kneeling with New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. He's offered an apology because he was talking about disrespecting the flag and kneeling, and some African-American players were pushing back on that a lot, saying, look, this had nothing to do with disrespecting the flag. Can Drew Brees recover from this?
I think it's going to be a hard struggle for him. You know, quarterback is vulnerable. You get a player that may not be happy that's on that offensive line, let him get sacked. I mean, you just don't know what could be in players' minds at this point. When we were talking to the Bears players, Akeem Hicks was very, these guys were very emotional, it was very raw, talking about how they didn't support Kaepernick because they're all afraid of losing their jobs like he did. And so now they feel they do have a way, they do have an opportunity to finally stand up to what they believed in. And now I think that's going to overwhelm a Drew Brees or any other player that has taken the stance that he's taken.
Right. Well, you can catch all of Cheryl Raystelt's reporting on WBEZ in Chicago. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us here today on Off Mic.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Well, that's going to do it for this episode Off Mic. I hope you enjoy the show. I'd like to thank their producers, the fabulous D. Dodson, El Hombre, Jose Rodriguez, and El Guapo, Tom Maloney. You can hear this show again as a podcast at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and you can catch all of my reports on WBEZ Chicago. Thanks, and have a great weekend.